Welcome to your Harley Cairns.
E.T. phoning home, that's what it was.
Yes, it probably was, you know. Maybe it's unexplained, Harley. Another shooting has triggered riots in Minnesota, but it might have been an accident, you're saying?
Well, it might have been. That's according to the police chief and the mayor, who said that it, you know, could have been. The mayor of a little town called Brooklyn Center, which is in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. You know, they already have 500 National Guard personnel all across the Twin Cities because of the Derek Chauvin trial. And then this this another black person gets shot. Dante Wright is his name. He's 20 years old. Yeah. And the officer who did the shooting, they say they think it was an accident in this way. The woman officer, they think, intended to reach for a taser, but instead grabbed her service weapon and shot it just one time, as you would with a taser. If you think you're in deadly danger and you're using your, you know, your pistol, they tend to shoot it several times.
Yes.
But this was, they think, a taser effort, and it just didn't work. So she was, you know, probably in a bit of a panic. In any event, we don't know her name. It hasn't been released yet, but they say they will be releasing it. They also, very quickly, released the body camera footage, which they say does make it seem that that's the case, an accident. And the idea, of course, if you're pretty sure that's the deal, get the word out there, and maybe it'll, you know, tamp down the anger a little bit.
You'd hope so. Now, a senior figure in the FBI is accused of being a sexual predator.
Yeah, this isn't the first time, and it's not the same. You know, there have been a number of these special agents in charge of various offices around the country that, you know, have been accused of just going a little too far with the women who will work under them. I mean, in this case, one woman said she carried a ruler with her when she was at FBI headquarters so she could give James Hendricks' hands a smack every time he reached for her. Well, that tells you how often it was happening. She thought to bring a ruler to work with her. Then he went ahead to the FBI's field office in Albany, New York, and his colleagues told the inspector general he was a skilled predator in the workplace. Hmm. So, you know, you figure this guy's going to be in a lot of trouble. But he knew the trouble was coming. And like a number of other FBI supervisors, he retired from the agency as soon as he found out the inspector general was digging into his activities. And that means he gets to keep his full retirement benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, civil service people do that on a regular basis, supervisors who get caught, and so do members of Congress. Mm. You know, before they can throw you out and take everything from you, you quit, and then you get to retire and keep your benefits.
Smart move. And the president's dog has undergone some anti-biting training after a few of those incidents.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, Major's proving to be a challenge, I guess, for the trainers, because he's bitten two people so far. And they wanted to be really sure. So I guess they called out the big guns. I mean, somebody who can really train a dog. Because remember, they did this before. They sent him down to Delaware, which is home. And the idea is to give him some training. But I think what happened, he goes home. He feels comfortable there. Then he goes back to the White House where he's not comfortable. And he bites somebody.
Yeah.
So now they're training him in the Washington area. And hopefully it'll make some sense. And Major will learn how to behave himself. But he's 3 years old. He's a gorgeous German Shepherd. He's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to be walking around with a muzzle on him if he's not careful.
Yes, behave. Behave, Fido. Thank you so much for your time, Harley.